Now, more Cap and Haw on Comcast Sportsnet and WGN Plus.
Coach, the longest game in Blackhawk franchise history. Do you feel a little older?
I'm not getting any younger for sure. It was one of those games. You know, you had the adrenaline. You were right into it, coming out there for the first, second, third, and got a break. And it was one of those games. It was so intense that I didn't feel fatigue at all. It was maybe a little stress, but I think the game kept you into it and your mind into it, and the players stuck with it. The bench was sharp, and everybody was focused on playing the right way as long as we had to play.
Welcome back, Cap and Haw. David's traveling back from Anaheim. He'll be here tomorrow. Carmi's in again. 312-235-2525. That was Joel Quenneville. Said the most intense game he has ever been a part of. Hawks now 1-1 with Anaheim. They have home ice advantage, and they're home Thursday night and Saturday night. Don't forget, after every game, you get Blackhawks post-game live with Pat Boyle, Steve Conroy, Jamal Mayers, and Pat joins us in about 10 minutes. This tweet from Jeff Newich, the great communications director at CSN. How dedicated are Blackhawks fans, you ask? Over 361,000 Chicago market TV homes still tuned to at NBCSN at 1 a.m.
What else would you possibly be doing?
That is so awesome. My brother-in-law, Tom Lawless.
The Lawlesser?
Yeah. He's the regional VP for Lens Crafters. Great show going, Cap. I have you on in the background while working at home. Stayed up. Epic game. That's right, Mark. Epic game. 361,000 homes. One of them was Tom Lawless in Elmhurst. You know how many people out there stayed up? People that went to bed, it is so disappointing.
People have their lives, man. You don't need to go act anybody who fell asleep, but those who are calling up this show today. And
someone who fell asleep on the couch watching the game, I'll cut you a break. Someone who goes, nah, I have to go to work tomorrow, and they turned the TV off and went to bed, that's weak. Weak. Weak.
Right. Well, you know what, David?
It's the playoffs. You man up or you woman up and you watch.
I want winners.
Thank you.
There was an outstanding.
Can't do it. Can't coach him.
Let's see here.
Can't play with him. Can't do it.
There was such a good text a second ago from a woman who was talking about somebody knowing hockey. Oh, wait. And her.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
Can't do it, Mike.
I agree. Want winners.
So do I.
People have their lives, man. Maybe that's not fine.
Don't call yourself a diehard Hawk fan.
Okay, that's fine. That's exactly right.
I got a
right.
buddy of mine. Yeah, I'm a diehard. No, uh-huh. Okay. You're a diehard when they make sure that you got free tickets and you can go to bed at 7:30. That's not a diehard. That's a bandwagon
suck.
Jumper.
219's texting in, by the way, saying, Cap, you look tired.
Probably. I was up.
I don't think you look tired. I think you're there, buddy.
I think I'm pretty jacked. I think I'm ready to go without caffeine, by the way. There was a woman on the text line who said,
The one guy, what he knew about hockey, calling her. 708. Joe is as much of a hockey fan as I am a urinal usage expert, and I'm a woman.
That's phenomenal. I love her.
Great job, 708.
That's whack, bro. Thank you very much, 708. Let's go back to the phones. John in Highland Park. John 8.
How you doing this morning?
Doing great. What's up with you, buddy?
You know that, Cap.
Thanks. What's up?
Listen, first of all, I want to say that goofball in Panama City saying the Hawks weren't playing hard.
He was ridiculous.
What did the guy have? He had 61 saves. I mean, it was unreal.
60. Yeah.
I think you agree with me. I say now the Hawks are winning this series. They could have won game one if it wasn't for their goalie making some unreal stops in the first period. The Hawks would have had that game. And now that they took them to triple overtime at their house, I think the Hawks are in now.
Well, I'll tell you what. You get tomorrow and Saturday and you stranglehold this series. Let's just take them one game at a time.
Right.
Get tomorrow night and move on.
And I also believe Coach Coach Q, no doubt, is the best coach in hockey. He has them tuned up to whatever they need to do game to game. I think by far he's the best coach. He out-coaches whoever he plays when it comes to this level of hockey.
Well, he's got a great team on top of it. They gave him a Mercedes to drive when he got here, and he has driven it like a champion. Johnny, thanks, man. Have a good day. 312-235-2525. By the way, Barry Melrose before the game last night, I'm watching him. He says the key to the game is the Hawks have to try and be more physical with Anaheim. That's like the stupidest analysis I've ever heard.
That's shocking that he was that off on that. That's clearly not going to be the way the Blackhawks
play. That's the way the Hawks play.
Right. He should know. But if he really – I need to hear that back. There's got to be something odd in that. That he actually,
no.
That was bizarre. I was wondering, you know, in the overtimes, who needs this game more? Is this more important for the Blackhawks? Is this more important for the Ducks? Will the Ducks be able – but then what I was saying to myself was like, listen, they're professional athletes. There's so much narrative. Well, who will be able to bounce back? Don't think the Ducks are coming in here for game three and they're just going to be this beaten mentally.
No, they'll have a jump in their step.
They'll be raring to go.
Bobby in Glendale Heights. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Dave, I'm a diehard just like you. I had to stay up until 6 in the morning, and I'm proud of you guys. But I got a comment about Barry Melrose.
Yeah.
You know what he said was the Achilles heel of the Blackhawks?
Yeah, Corey Crawford.
Corey Crawford, what a brain, fart that he is. I think in 2013, he should have been the MVP. And, I mean, who does Barry think he is? Corey is fantastic. He's a top three goalie. I'll hang up and see what you guys think about that topic.
Bobby, thanks, man. Look, I understood that Corey had a rough first series against Nashville. Scott Darling actually was in the net for multiple games. I understand that. But to call him the Achilles heel after he had come off of an absolutely outstanding season was a stupid comment. He could say he needs to be more consistent. He got off to a rough start in the playoffs. But the Achilles heel, it was obvious from day one the Achilles heel was, did they have enough depth defensively? That was the question, and now that's all anyone's talking about.
I just think it's unfair to go at a guy who won a Stanley Cup championship in net and say he's the Achilles heel.
Agreed.
I mean, the Achilles heel is Corey Crawford.
Yeah, come on, man. Barry Melrose. That's an ex-NHL coach with two different teams. 312-235-2525. Let's go to, where are we going here? Tom is in the hospital? Tommy, you in the hospital, buddy?
Yes, I am. I'm laying in Northwestern Hospital, and I was unlucky enough to not be able to watch the game last night because they don't have the NBC Sports Network. So I listened to the game in its entirety on my tablet. And what a great thing that we have.
Well, hold on a second. Let me help you out here. When are you getting out of the hospital? Do you know yet?
Hopefully tomorrow.
Okay, so if you're still there tomorrow night, on your tablet, just download the NBC Sports Live Extra app. It's free, and you can watch the game on your tablet.
I did, and for some reason I couldn't get it going last night. It was live up until the game. I could get in there and everything, but then I got on, I couldn't navigate. But anyway, I'll tell you, the what a treasure to have Weidman and Troy Murray, because I don't often listen to them in entirety.
Yeah, they're awesome.
It's fantastic. I'm going to tell you right too, Comiskey stepped up last night from what I could hear on the game.
Yeah, he played well. He did. He wasn't amazing, but he was much better than Rundblad, and he did a really nice job last night.
Listen, guys, love the show. I think the Hawks are going to do it in six.
Hey, when are you getting out tomorrow? Well, how about we send you a Lou Malnati's gift card when you can go out to dinner? Go on us.
You're a stand-up guy. I appreciate that, Cap.
All the best, Tom. Feel better, buddy.
Thanks.
There you go. Tom in the hospital over at Northwestern. So it's great. Heal up, buddy. Feel better.
As great as the coverage is, and most people, I guess, can get NBC Sports, that is one of the problems for the NHL right now. I mean, it's still a little bit of an obscure station. They're building it as quick as they can.
Yeah, but you got NBA on TNT. And
TNT's not NBCSN. It's just...
No. I mean, it's had a little more of a track record, but it's coming. 312-235-2525. Of course, the weekend games you always get on big NBC on Channel 5. 312-235-2525. Two teams back at it tomorrow night. We'll talk to Pat Boyle from Comcast Sports Net. Gives you your great Blackhawk perspective. He is next. Cap and Hawk, right here on CSN.
It's the Cap and Hawk Show on WGN Plus and Comcast Sportsnet.
I think as the game goes on, you're able to stay with it pretty good. The ice was kind of getting a little chippy at the end there. But it seemed like every time a chance came, everyone was kind of on their toes, hoping for it. And that was a weird play to finish it. I mean, it went to Siebes and he kind of just one-timed it. As soon as it hit the ice, his stick hit it. And then, I don't know where it hit Cougar, but it's definitely nice to see the red light go on.
Corey Crawford, who was magnificent last night with 60 saves. 60! Career high.
Can I give you a little Corey Crawford reminder?
Yeah.
Let's just go back a couple series. Benched. And there was a lot of talk. Is Scott Darling going to be the guy going forward?
Yeah, that question's been answered.
Over
asked
and over
and answered.
Again.
Hey, Inside Look with Tony Esposito premieres tonight at 8 o'clock on CSN. Cubs at San Diego tonight. Holly and I will have your pregame at 8:30. Sports Talk Live is at 5:30. And the White Sox and the Indians tomorrow night at 7 with Chuck Garfine and Belton Bill Melton. After the game last night, which drew insane ratings, as did Blackhawks postgame live, you saw Blackhawks host Pat Boyle, along with Steve Conroy, Jamal Mayers, break down an absolutely exhilarating 3-2, three overtime win. Pat, kind enough to get up early and join us this morning. PB, I know you're tired. Thanks for taking time. How much fun was that one to watch with Jammer and Conroy?
I've seen a lot of hockey games. That's at the top of the list. What an entertaining 4.5 hours of sports that was last night. I mean, take out who won the game. It was thrilling at both ends of the ice. You know, I know the city's dragging a bit today, but a win like that can help ease the lack of sleep. And just when you thought that this Blackhawks team had shown you or, you know, delivered yet another amazing performance, they find a way to top it. And it was incredible. You talked about Corey and the intro there. I think we can end the lunacy of whether or not he's a good goalie. We can stop talking about that. He was incredible last night. Some of the saves he made, the leg save, we kicked out the left pad on Corey Perry in the second overtime is a top three save that I've seen since Corey's been in the league, and it was amazing to think they do it with just basically four defensemen. That's even more unbelievable and even more improbable.
Pat, do you think this series comes down to the bounce of the puck, or do you think the Hawks are maybe the better team?
Well, I mean, Carl, if you look at last night's game and you look at overtime, I mean, the Ducks drew iron three times in overtime.
Right.
So, I mean, there were several times. I don't know how you guys viewed the OT sessions. The shots were even through the three overtimes. I felt Anaheim carried play. I thought they had the better quality chances. Obviously, they hit iron three times, so we're within inches of ending it and winning it. So, you know, there is that degree of that element of luck that is involved in this game. And we've seen it time and again, but I think you also have to tip your cap and make your own luck at times. And you look at, you know, like the last four triple overtime games in Stanley Cup playoff history, the Blackhawks have been a part of all four, and they've won three of them. I think this team shows you that they don't panic under any circumstance, even when they're getting outplayed in overtime, even when a crazy Andrew Shaw header goes in and half the team doesn't know the rule and thinks the game's over and the other half knows the rule and knows they're going to have to play on, they find a way to regroup, just like they did in that Game 7 against Detroit back in 2013.
Great comparison.
You know, when they thought Hjalmarsson had won it at the end of regulation and they had to regroup in the first overtime and go back and, as Tave said it, win it again. So I marvel at how they do it. And, you know, the other thing too, guys, and, you know, it's the human element. These guys have all accomplished the highest level that they can in their profession. almost every single guy on that team except Desjardins, Vermette, and Timonen. Everybody else has basically won a championship and has more money than they know what to do with, and yet they still put it all on the line like they did last night and early this morning, and they continue to win these incredible games that that you would think that maybe a player that has reached the pinnacle would not put that kind of effort into.
Talking to Pat Boyle, who does just great work at CSN. You catch him right after every single game and also on Sportsnet Central. And Jessica Felton from CSN just tweeted at us. They will replay the Blackhawks game at 3:30 this afternoon.
Awesome.
Leading into Sports Talk Live. So if you didn't get to see it, you went to bed for whatever reason, or you just want to watch it again, it will be rerun on Comcast Sportsnet this afternoon. Pat, when you look at the defensive core, and we just played the ridiculously stupid comment from Barry Melrose from a couple weeks ago when he said Corey Crawford's the Blackhawks' Achilles heel. Yesterday in the pregame on ESPN, he said the Hawks have to be more physical with Anaheim and match them. I mean, just some ridiculous analysis. What's your take on what they do going forward with all the hitting in this series with this defensive core?
Well, they absorbed 71 hits last night, and when you look at the top four defensemen that they've been riding, I mean, Duncan Keith, Hjalmarsson, Seabrook, Oduya, were all 46, 47, 49 minutes, all of them. So they basically, all of them played almost an entire hockey game last night. And it's incredible to think that, you know, they're the oldest team of the 16 that started this tournament. The Hawks were the oldest and the smallest. And, you know, they're able to absorb this punishment and ride those four. I think game three is going to be a real difficult test. You know, Joel Quenneville never makes lineup changes after wins. But, you know, I would seriously look at this situation and say to myself, all right, you know what? I've got some depth here. I've got some guys chomping at the bit that haven't played, that aren't going to have tired legs on less than 48 hours between, you know, basically they played two hockey games yesterday.
Yep.
I mean, they were 3 minutes shy of playing two hockey games. And you factor in all the hockey that this team has played in over the years, and how when you talk to an NHL player, they say a postseason game is like playing three regular season games. You know, you may want to analyze the situation and say, all right, well, maybe Joakim Nordstrom, maybe that's a good call to throw in and take the least effective group. I don't know how you tap someone on the shoulder after last night's effort and say, you know what, I'm sitting you in game three. It probably won't happen, but it's probably not a bad dialogue to have. I mean, teaming in guys, they're winning in spite of this guy. I mean, he was directly responsible for that first goal last night. It's a 2-0 game. You're in control. You could not have played a better first half of a period to start the game, and you look like, all right, they're well on their way to evening up this series. And he does an ill-advised pinch. They've got numbers the other way, and they end up scoring. It changes the complexion of the game completely. So I honestly would consider putting Rundblad in there and sitting teaming in, because I can't imagine how effective he would be in his 5 minutes of ice time that he's going to have in game three. But, you know, if I was a betting man, I think you'll see the exact same lineup that we saw in game two on the west side Thursday night.
If you had the opportunity to make out the lineup, would you? Chris Versteeg gives you a little bit of jump. You mentioned the teaming in move, possibly sitting him. Do you think the Anaheim Ducks do any of those types of things, or they go with the exact same lineup?
No, I think they'll look at it. They've made subtle changes in the first two games, but you know, Cap, if you look at the line, I it's hard for me to find a line or a player that didn't give you a quality effort more times than not yesterday. I mean, that fourth line for the Hawks has been fantastic. And that the Desjardins was the one guy I thought, like, I didn't think he played fantastic in game one. I thought he might be the guy that's teetering. But with the way that fourth line is played, there's nobody's going to change it. I thought Antoine Vermette played his best game as a Blackhawk last night. And I'll be honest, it was Kane and Taves who didn't look like Kane and Taves. And so it's just a matter of time before you could just tell how frustrated Patrick Kane was in that game last night. I think it led to him, you know, the too many men on the ice call, because I think he was just chomping at the bit to score, and he got out there a little too quick. But, you know, I don't think you're going to see any lineup changes. This time and again comes down to the bottom six, your third and your fourth line. It was a story in game one for Anaheim. And once again, it was the story in last night's game. It was the fourth line coming through with Kruger's game winner. I just can't wait for Kane and Taves to get going here and catapult this team into the Stanley Cup final.
Pat, what did you think of Clayton Stoner's hit, both the Kruger play and, of course, also the cross check?
I couldn't believe it wasn't a four-minute, a double minor. He cross-checks him into the boards. It's a dangerous play right there. It drew blood. And then to boot, he gets up and he forearms or punches Shaw in the face. And credit Andrew for not retaliating there. So I couldn't believe that they didn't call it a four-minute a double minor there, which would have given them, that extra power play. They scored early on in the first part of that power play. I thought the 5-on-3 to start the third period, Joel Quenneville always says the team that wins the 5-on-3 usually wins the game. Hawks had that minute 5 to start the third, a 5-on-3, and didn't score there. I thought that could have possibly, been the telling tale of last night's game. But I thought the Stoner call was bad. But all in all, it's been special teams, guys. Anaheim came in with the hottest power play in the playoffs, connecting at a 30% clip. They're 0-for-6 in the first two games, including 0-for-5 last night.
Talking to Pat Boyle from Comcast Sportsnet. Tonight, Tampa Bay goes back to work against the Rangers. They throttled them in New York the other night, 6-2. What do you think happens in that series? And if you could pick your ideal final, whoever it is, Anaheim this one, Chicago that one, what would be your ideal final? For me, it's obviously Blackhawks-Rangers.
I would love to see Blackhawks-Rangers. It would be, you factor in the original six. I'd love to see Eddie Olczyk have to sweat it out between those two,
yes,
those two teams. That would be hard for Edzo to be in the booth for that. But, here's the other thing. We talk about Corey Crawford and everything that guy goes through in this town. Do you think after Henrik Lundqvist allowed 6 goals in Game 2, they were calling for him to be benched in New York?
No.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
So it happens to the best of them. You can have, I don't even think I'd put many soft goals on Henrik in that one. I mean, they were unbelievable scoring opportunities that the Lightning had in a bulk of those. But I would love to see a Rangers-Blackhawks final, but let's get 3 more wins here before we get to that conversation.
No question about it. Tomorrow night, it will be very interesting. I think you made a great point to see what type of legs everybody has when that game is midway through after the initial wave of emotion subsides.
Pat, what was...
You guys also, we have to credit just the conditioning of this team. It's not by accident that they're winning all these games in overtime. And it goes without saying, too, that, being the oldest team in the tournament of 16 that started, you've got to credit this team and this training staff that has guys at age 36 like Marian Hossa. He looked to me like one of the best skaters in the second and the third overtime.
You're a great point. He was fresh.
It's incredible. It really is. So, top to bottom, it's not by accident that this team has achieved the heights it has. It's a lot of hard work. And at the end of the day, they just love to play. You know, we talk a lot on your show and other shows about want, desire, and we just went through it with the Bulls, and what a disappointing Game 6 effort that was against Cleveland. You know, this team in the Blackhawks, there's one thing we can never say is they don't go out there and give you maximum effort. I mean, they constantly bring it each and every night. And again, they do this after a bulk of them have one, if not two, rings.
Patrick, appreciate all the time. Get some rest, and I'll look forward to seeing you at the office.
You got it, boys. Take care.
Take care. There he is. Pat Boyle does just great work at Comcast Sportsnet. You'll catch him after every single game. He and the boys were there late into the morning.
Who do you think
was awesome?
Who do you think was perhaps feeling the late night the most between a Boyle, a Conroy, and a Mayers? Who was sitting there wanting to go home? Because Pat Boyle would go all night. Could just feel it in his hockey bones.
Pat's in way better shape than the other two of them. I'll say...
or maybe none of them. You can go none.
I'll say... I don't know who was producing that festive. I'll say Kevin Anderson, one of the great producers, or coordinated producer. I'll say he or Ryan McGuffey. Neither one in very good shape. Get the ultimate experience with the all-new Samsung Curve 4K Ultra HD TV Adapt in Glenview. Although Bulldog's in better shape than Guff. With the Samsung 4K Curved Ultra HD, you get the fastest internet and smart TV functions available. Give them an app today. See the complete selection of Samsung electronics or call them up at 847-544-2228. 847-544-2228 for complete satisfaction, free delivery, a better experience, and the best customer service in the world. Ask for our buddy, the great Steve Shapiro. He stayed up and watched the game. Shop at Apt, abtapt.com. Pleasing people since 1936. For those of you at NOAR, great production staff, Ryan's let himself go after his college football days ended. Bulldog's gone right by him in the conditioning. We'll take a timeout. We'll come right back. More calls and more with you. Be right back. Liam McHugh from NBCSN joins us.
This is the Cap and Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN+.
I lost the puck there when it went D3, and then it ended up, I think it hit my glove first, and then I just tried to get a stick on it, so happy to put it in. It's a great feeling, and to winning that, we almost played two games out there, and to put it in and get a win, big win here from leaving California with 1-1, we're pretty satisfied with, and going back to Chicago, and it's going to be a great feeling stepping out there on United Center.
There's the guy that let us all go to bed happy. Marcus Kruger, Blackhawks, get her done. 3-2 last night in the third overtime, late in the third overtime, 16-plus minute mark. Hawks, get her done. And there were 356,000 Chicago area homes locked in watching that game.
Does anything
3:30 today. Hang on there, Sparky. 3:30 this afternoon, we will replay that game in its entirety right here on Comcast Sportsnet, Sports Talk Live. What?
It can't be in its entirety, you goof.
Why?
If you're on at 5:30?
Apparently they're moving Sports Talk Live. No shot, Mike.
Fresh off the presses here. Sports Talk Live at 7 o'clock. Inside look, Tony Esposito, which looks great, by the way. That's going to be at 8. That still hasn't changed. Cubs pregame at 8:30.
Don't you understand anything about math? That game went triple overtime. They can't start it at 3:30.
How are they going to smash it down to 2 hours?
I'm not saying they were going to smash it down to 2 hours. I just figured we weren't doing Sports Talk Live. But I guess we're doing it at 7, huh?
7 o'clock.
Probably still tape at 5:30, Cap. Don't worry
no,
about
it. No, we don't tape. It's called Sports Talk Live. So when you make a clown of yourself with, like, trade Derrick Rose for Kobe Bryant, that's done live.
The ratings, when I've actually checked and I've talked to upper management at CSN, when I'm on Sports Talk Live, ratings are through the roof, buddy. I mean, it's unbelievable the impact I have on that show.
Wow. All right, so news to me. I guess Sports Talk Live is at 7 today. Tom Cooper, please. Okay, never mind. Christina Quinn from Comcast Sportsnet at Stina Quinn. Yes, Catman, it's true. 7 p.m. Nice if you'd let the host of the show know, but that's good. We They're good to go.
They know that you have no life and that you'll just be there.
I'll be there.
That's exactly right. And then you got Cubs.
At 8:30.
Huge game with the Pods.
That's it.
Got to bounce back. 2-game losing streak.
That's it.
Get Starlin out of the shortstop spots. Just slide him over. Either way, left or right, I'm good. Just a little slide.
All right. 3-1-2.
Or even out.
2-3-5-25-25. In 15 minutes, another guy who was up late into the night and will be up early with us this morning, like Pat Boyle was, Liam McHugh of NBCSN will join us.
The McCutie.
The McCutie. And then I just learned that Mike Milbury will be on Sports Talk Live tonight.
Is that going to be a man crush moment for you?
I'm a big Mike Milbury guy.
Could go man crush
Milbury. I like him.
Yeah.
No,
he's
a big
great
fan. Also a big, big fan of Keith Jones.
That, the whole scene that they got going on there is really grown up.
Jones, he's a horse guy. So we've bonded over the horse stuff over the years.
You just know that when you're – I look forward to the intermission. You're getting – because, listen.
Those guys are honest.
They are honest, and they're
honest. Like the Inside the NBA show, which is better than the games. That show is so good. Shaq, Kenny Smith, and Shaq and Charles with Ernie Johnson, the nicest man in television. Let me tell you. Those two shows are spectacularly good.
Charles just re-signed up. There was all those rumors.
Yeah, through like 2024 or something.
He loves it.
2025, big money. And they threw in some alcohol, some liquor that he likes to get the deal done.
There's a great E60 out on Ernie right now. That guy's had an interesting
life. We had Ernie on here. What a quality man.
You know, he's adopted numerous kids.
Correct.
I mean, he's really an interesting guy.
He's battled cancer.
And, of course, the cancer. I mean, he was on TV, Witch Hodgkinson, and was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You guys could see that I look different. Pretty bold. That guy's.
And you see what he just did with his award? He won his Emmy. He gave it to Stuart Scott's daughters. He's a class act.
I love Ernie Johnson.
Phenomenal. 312-235-2525. Jeff in Peoria, Illinois. Jeffrey, what's going on there? You at Big Al's or where are you?
No, not Big Al's. I sat up and watched that game last night to its entirety. And I'll tell you what, I played football, basketball, and baseball. And I've never seen such an intense sport as of last night. You can put that game up with the epic games of, like, going back to the Packers and Dallas Cowboys and Ice Bowl. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Whatever Bill had up his ass last night, I'll tell you what.
Who?
He's missing out. Well, whoever that guy was that called up, and, you know, didn't
think. Oh, yeah, the guy down in Florida.
Well. Oh, my God. Dude.
Yeah, yeah. He obviously went to bed. He obviously went to bed.
You know, Bickle last night, I thought his slap shots were just out of this world. You can hear him snap off the TV, you know, and just Crawford, he was saving shots with his shoulders, his glove, his stick, everything.
Yeah.
I thought the team put in 100% effort all the way through.
Jeff, you're the man. Enjoy tomorrow night's game. See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
There. 312-235-2525. What
is has anybody ever hung up like bye-bye? I've never, you know, just paying attention to these, to the love that you're getting from the callers.
Yeah,
here,
the call. We're bonding. We're bonding. We're all up late. Sandy,
get some rest there, Tony. You got a big one tomorrow. It's like you think that you and people that are watching have an effect. It's great.
Sandy and Bartlett. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, how are you? I'm calling about the numbnuts who said that they need to bring the shootout back for the playoffs. Really? Just that comment right there.
Sandy,
you hang out with Grandpa in Florida.
Sandy, did you stay up for the game?
Yes. So did my dog and my husband.
Love you.
Hawks.
That's the way a diehard reacts.
Quick comment.
Yep.
Last night brought back memories for me of when I was a kid. I don't want to cry, but we sat up listening to them win the gold medal.
Uh-huh. In 1980.
On the radio. I was 10 years old. My mom let me stay up.
How old were you?
10.
10 years old. I remember being in my fraternity. Yeah.
We sat there, and it stayed with me my whole life, and we are just so blessed to have the Hawks.
Yep.
Go Hawks, have a good day.
You have a great day, Sandy.
How awesome of a story is that? You had 10-year-old Sandy listening to the 80 Olympic team.
Because the 80 Olympic team against the Russians, I've told the story on the air. I was up in my fraternity at ATO at Hamline University in St. Paul, Minnesota, where there were guys from that team that would come over and party at our fraternity because the hockey team was half Minnesotans. And some of my guys that I went to school with played hockey. They were friends with Neil Broughton and Aaron Broughton and guys like that who would all come over. And we were listening to the game because it wasn't carried on TV. They showed a tape delay later.
Do you believe in miracles? Yeah!
I mean, back in that time, the NBA Finals was on tape delay.
Yeah, me and Mikey Peterson. Drinking beer, listening to the radio, sitting around the radio. Today's kids cannot believe. I've told my kids that. Yeah, we sat around the radio and listened to the game. What? How old are you?
See, we were one of the latest families in the north suburban suburbs to get actual cable. So I would listen to, you know, for me, it was Jim Durham and the Redhead.
They were great.
It was the best.
It was awesome.
I mean, I was miserable that we actually couldn't watch Mike. I'd listen to him. And then flip 257, Morris, Gian Greco, Weigel, get every highlight I could.
It was awesome. Fred in Addison. Fred, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Great, great. There's one thing that you're not talking about, and I think it was a great call.
And I know where you're going to go with this, Fred.
Yeah, Coach Q calling timeout in the first period.
Correct, because they were in a dangerous spot with the icing call, and he did a great job using the timeout very strategically.
I know, and you look on the other side where their coach called timeout in the second overtime. That shows you how much, how they were just pounding our defensive, man. We were just tired out even in the first period when they were coming on strong.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal call, and I know the announcer said, boy, he's using his timeout awfully early. He'll have none left. They made it work. That was a very key strategic move. Fred, have a good day, buddy. Right.
You too. Thanks a lot.
See you, pal.
Q gets questioned, of course, you know, for his not the lack of love, perhaps, of young players. He does, you know, prefers the veteran. Moments like that, never question the guy.
Jacobson's a little tired. He was in here. I got my game. He sends me my notes for the show. 4:27 this morning, he sent me the email. That's the type of commitment you get from a Mike Jacobson. But he says, I need a MyPillow. Go buy your own. Punch in the code KAP and get your own. I paid for mine. I didn't get a freebie. Buy your own My Pillows.
Jacobson deserves a free.
Fine. I got it. I'll buy the pillow.
For all he does for you, you can buy Jacobson a My Pillow.
All right, I'll buy you a My Pillow. I'll buy you one, Mikey.
Too sweet to me.
What type of?
You know what you could do for me right now, though?
Huh?
You could do the read. That'd be great.
Okay, what type of setting do you want? Do you want a really firm pillow or a really squishy pillow?
He just wants the cooling effect.
That's the part I actually think is the best part of it.
The cooling effect. You got it.
Let's do it.
Well, when's the last time you bought yourself a new pillow? If you don't have a My Pillow, then you don't have the guaranteed most comfortable pillow out there. My brother-in-law just texted me and said, thanks for the shout-out, but are those pillows really good? Because we need pillows. Yes, Tom, they are. Tom Lawless, why don't you do what we're encouraging everyone to do? Log on to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAP, K-A-P. Or call them at 800-299-5854. 800-299-5854. Use the promo code KAP. Get 50% off. If you don't like them, they'll refund 100% of your purchase price. But trust me, Tom, you're going to love it. Everyone else out there, you're going to love it. MyPillow is absolutely awesome for support levels and a cooling effect they create throughout the night, keeping your head cool and comfortable. They sold over 5 million atop a 10-year warranty. They'll give you that money-back guarantee. Call them up right now, 800-299-5854, promo code CAP, or MyPillow.com, promo code KAP. Quick timeout. Liam McHugh will join us from NBCSN, and we'll get to your calls. Dawn wants to talk about that dirty cheap shot artist named Clayton Stoner. We'll talk about it with you. Be right back.
It's the Cap and Haw Show on WGN Plus and Comcast Sportsnet.
Marcus Kruger is cross-checked from behind by Stoner and falls headfirst into the bars behind the Duck net. This is going to cost the Ducks, but Marcus Kruger slow to get up. That was so blatant and obvious, it's unreal. And Marcus Kruger right now collecting himself. He'll head to the Hawk bench. This could be a suspendable kind of a hit.
Yeah, that was a dirty, dirty hit. We'll talk to Liam McHugh in a couple of moments. About, 5 minutes? Here on Comcast Sportsnet WGN Plus. And again, if you missed the news, our management at CSN has announced that they will replay the game in its entirety today starting at 3:30, and that will roll into a late edition of Sports Talk Live at 7 o'clock 8 o'clock, Tony Esposito Inside Look, which is just magnificently done. And then 8:30, Holly and I will have Cubs pregame for you.
Busy day.
Busy day on the Comcast network.
Just dawned on me listening back to that hit. Who had the game winner again?
That'd be Marcus Kruger.
Yeah, little payback right there.
Hello, is Clayton there?
Yeah, that would be me sending you into the night and a long flight with a game winner, buddy.
Yep. Dawn, I hope he gets suspended. Dawn on the northwest side. Hey, Dawn, what's going on there, Buttercup?
Hi. Hey, I'm part of the club. I work second shift at Lutheran General. I came home, and I watched the second part of the second game. So, and all I want to say is that Clayton Stoner is reminding me of Rafi Torres. And I hope the Hawks just have a heads up, because if we get hurt any more, lose any more people, we're screwed.
Yeah, that was a dirty, dirty play. But what do you do at the hospital?
I'm in medical records, actually.
Okay, my mom works at the hospital, too.
Your mom is a nice lady. I've talked to her a couple of times.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, but they better watch their backs. And I just feel that they're getting out hit, but they come back. I'm so glad Kruger got the winning goal.
So after a long day at work dealing with medical records and all the insanity that is, did you stay up for the whole game, the rest of the game?
I saw the second part. I got home, and they were going into overtime, so I got the second game. And I couldn't go to sleep afterwards. I watched Sportsnet Central afterward. I was up till like 5 o'clock. I was hyped.
Dawn, love you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye. There you go. People were into it, man.
Look at the effect that the Blackhawks had on Dawn. Probably not normally up at that time.
Right.
Probably not watching CSN at that time.
Right.
5 a.m. And then, what are we at here? Almost 11 o'clock. She's calling in. Just bringing joy all across this city, Cap.
That's it. It's what the Blackhawks do. Greg in Lake Zurich. Gregory, what's going on there, Spank?
Yeah. Question. What do you think about Brian Bickle's play? Obviously, I saw he was screening for the Hossa goal. Which, that was a really funky goal, if you really ask me.
Yep.
And then he had that, like, wicked snipe. But, you know, he has no goals in the playoffs. He was signed to a 4-year, $16 million deal, and he just hasn't been really producing. What do you think about that?
Well, he hasn't been producing in terms of putting the puck in the net, but he leads the team in hits. He has been out there trying to be as physical as he can be. Greg, and we appreciate your call. Have a great day. Look. He's been paid that money because he gets big goals in the playoffs. He has not done that yet in the postseason. He's played hard. He's played tough. He needs to start delivering with a few goals. I agree there.
Yeah, Brian Bickle can be better, but there's also, I mean, if you want to nitpick the team, Patrick Kane could be better.
No question.
And that's Pat. So, listen.
Patrick Kane hasn't been great in this series yet. Maybe
been close.
Change he's, coming home.
And you can't.
Q gets the last change.
Right. You also can't judge everything by whether or not the puck is going in the net. I mean, he's been right there. He could be better. I'm not saying he couldn't be better. And his shots, what was he, second on the team in shots last night? But it's not the Patrick Kane you're used to seeing. So I think that's a great sign for the Hawks, by the way.
All right. 312-235-2525. Liam McHugh, NBCSN. He's next on Cap'n Hawk.